President Donald Trump today is playing host to Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Canada is America's second biggest trading partner, hundreds of billions of dollars in trade cross the border every year. But as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Toronto, President Trump's tough talk about the future of NAFTA is raising some deep concerns up north.
A bitterly cold wind blowing in off Lake Ontario doesn't deter skaters zipping around an ice rink outside Toronto City Hall. A different type of chill is coming in from the south. It's from President Trump, who has called NAFTA the worst trade deal ever and is threatening to rip up or at least renegotiate it.
There is a very genuine fear in Canada, and I think and Canadian auto workers in particular are very worried about that.
That's Canadian political scientist Mark Manger at the University of Toronto. He says NAFTA is not as contentious an issue in Canada as in the U.S. It's helped provide a lot of jobs, many in the auto industry.
We're talking about over 100,000 jobs here in Canada that are essentially in the auto industry.
And Canada wants to protect them. The policy seems to be lie low, because, as former Member of Parliament Barry Campbell explains,
Canada has not been in the crosshairs. We've not had a target on our back. The anti-trade rhetoric has been directed first and foremost at Mexico.
Canada and the U.S. have had a trade relationship since long before NAFTA went into effect in 1994. And that trade is robust. It topped $500 billion in 2015. Campbell says 3/4 of Canada's exports go to the U.S., and 35 states count Canada as their leading export market.
Our two-way trade is roughly in balance, unlike U.S.-Mexico trade. So that argues in favor of leaving things the way they are.
There's uncertainty whether Trump will want to leave things the way they are. A major concern is whether the U.S. will impose tariffs, which could spark a trade war. To try and get ahead of any possible conflicts, the Canadian government has gone on a charm offensive, sending senior cabinet members to Washington for meetings even before today's visit by Prime Minister Trudeau. Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland briefed reporters in a teleconference on her meetings.
I came away from those conversations with an appreciation of the extent to which the political debate in the United States is only beginning.
Still, Freeland said she warned U.S. officials that Ottawa strongly opposes any new tariffs, which she said would be mutually harmful. There's concern that Canada may get swept up in any disagreement or trade war between the U.S. and Mexico. Canada's ambassador to the U.S., David McNaughton, is on record saying Canada needs to avoid becoming, quote, collateral damage. Former MP Barry Campbell says in no way should Ottawa be seen as abandoning Mexico, but
I think you have to plan for the reality that you're dealing with. We have to balance outreach and engagement with this administration with protecting our own sovereign interests.
A point which Prime Minister Trudeau is likely to drive home during his meeting with President Trump today. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Toronto.